Robert Wolfe there, opening another edition of The Organist Encores. I'm John Leeming, and I'm standing in for a couple of weeks while Damon and James take a break. While we're talking about Robert Wolfe, why not let's have a dip into the archives and see what we can find. Here we have Robert back in the late 70s, I should think, in concert at the Granada Kingston, Kingston-on-Thames, that is. And here's a round of applause from the audience as Robert brings up the console with Let Me Entertain You. Robert Wolfe at the 10 Rank Wurlitzer in the Granada Kingston-on-Thames back in the late 70s. In fact, that's the largest organ we're going to hear in today's programme, but never fear, there's plenty of variety to be heard in 8 ranks of pipes or less. The COS Northern Wurlitzer has had 4 different transplants since it left the Gaumont Oldham in 1960. And in 1991, it found itself in the Trinity Arts Centre in Pudsey. Here's COS President John Mann with a lively medley of 3 from De Silva, Brown and Henderson. Thank you. The best things in life are free, button up your overcoat and you're the cream in my coffee from John Mann at Pudsey. Talking of Pudsey, Arnold Loxham wrote a little piece called Carnival in Pudsey a few years ago. In fact, it would have been Arnold's 100th birthday a week or so ago, so let's have a little tribute to him. I can almost imagine him standing on the top of Blackpool Tower, having a look across the sea at the sunset, and conjuring up this little piece in his mind, Sunset over Morecambe Bay. Arnold Loxham in relaxed mood there at the Burton-on-Trent Town Hall Wurlitzer, another eight ranker. OK, for the rest of the programme, we're going to have a dip into my own personal archives and see what we can find there. One of the smallest Wurlitzer organs in the country is the two-manual five-rank instrument in Stanford Hall, Loughborough. It's a sweet little instrument, but with five ranks it's not the easiest instrument to get a good variety of tone if you're playing a full concert. Who better, though, to show what it is capable of doing than Armsby Bancroft? And here he is at Stanford Hall with Blue Moon. Thank you. Grimsby Bancroft, showing what a little Wurlitzer can do at Loughborough. Now, the 8-rank Christie, once upon a time in the Astra Theatre in Llandudno, is another good example of what can be done with a relatively small number of pipes. The first time I went there, the manager, Roy Bentley, said, "You go up and sit on the balcony and listen, and by golly, it'll blow your wig off." Well, let's see if that happens to you, as Nigel Ogden makes thrilling sounds as he plays Satin Doll. Wow, excitement unlimited there from Nigel Ogden at Llandudno. Another eight ranker that makes a really powerful statement is the famous and wonderful Granada Clapham Junction Wurlitzer. We're going to hear it now from Jackie Brown in a somewhat more relaxed mood, perhaps, than we normally think of this powerful instrument. It was in this very theatre with Jackie Brown at the console that I first realised that the theatre organ could actually be quite an emotional musical instrument. And we're going back to a concert in 1968, and here is Jackie Brown. A spine-tingling version of Stardust there from Jackie Brown at the Granada Clapham Junction. Now, moving on 10 years, let's hear the same instrument in a more traditional big band style with Brian Rodwell, and here he is in concert with Splanky. Big Brian Rodwell sound at Clapham Junction. That instrument emigrated to Switzerland in the 1980s, but it's still in fine form, entertaining happily the citizens of Geneva, who are really enthusiastic about the instrument and the wonderful Clapham Junction type sounds that it still makes. That's all we have for this week, and I look forward to being with you again in a week's time. So until then, every good wish from me, John Leeming, and goodbye.